RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and 25% tariff set to kick in tomorrow for goods coming into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico. That could impact prices on everything from oil and gas, lumber, and avocados. It's part of the president's economic plan he'll lay out at a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. Democrats say the president's agenda, from tariffs to a shift in Ukraine's policy and sweeping federal funding cuts and layoffs, will cost middle Americans. Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Look at rural and look at the number of people that rely on Social Security and rural. Look at who's going to be really affected by the tariffs with our farmers and our ranchers and Minnesota. Canada's our biggest trading partner.
New concern for Pope Francis as he battles pneumonia. The Vatican says the Pope experienced two episodes of acute respiratory failure today caused by significant mucus. In southwest Germany, two people are dead, several others injured following a suspected car attack in the city of Mannheim. One person's in custody, the motive still unknown. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Omega Line Group says locations of some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. That assertion is made in letters from the America First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local elections officials in Madison, La Crosse, and Oshkosh, all of which have significant numbers of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin legislature's GOAT committee. It stands for Government Accountability and Transparency. The committee has yet to hold any hearings, but co-chair representative Shay Sortwell is making records requests of all 72 counties and the state's 50 largest cities regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's nothing illegal about that, but committee member representative Mike Baer says Sortwell is acting on his own without any task before the committee and without the knowledge of other members. Sortwell's office did not respond to a request. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who established the GOAT Committee, said he's the subject of open records request at least weekly and that responding to request is part of what makes Wisconsin government open. Representative Baer said an initial meeting for the GOAT Committee has yet to be scheduled.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 6:30. They beat the Mavericks in Dallas 132-117, but guard Kyle Kuzma limped off the court in the first period. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle. Kept going. We were happy we didn't have to bring him back in, though.
Is that something you just kind of have to evaluate?
Yeah, I have no idea. They don't think it's a bad one, but you don't really know until the next day.
College hoops. UW-Milwaukee with an 89-67 win over Detroit Mercy to lock up the number 3 seed in the upcoming Horizon League tournament. 11th-ranked Wisconsin losing to number 8th-ranked Michigan State 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard on losing to the Spartans.
And yeah, we got a lot to play for in terms of seeding and Big Ten play, NCAA tournament and beyond, but you know, this, we'll learn from this. Maybe we'll see him down the road in Indianapolis or later in March.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, a few areas of rain and warm, lows close to 40. And for tomorrow, staying cloudy, more showers, highs near 50. The wind starts to pick up tomorrow night, rain changing to snow Wednesday, maybe some slushy accumulations.
It's 52 right now.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
It's John and Gordy filling in for Dom. We're the morning guys at WMDX in Madison.
That's right. And Dom should return tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
We'll force him back. I mean, he's been off for like 3 or 4 days.
He deserves a nice break. He's taking a nice vacation, but it's just weird that he took it during like the busiest news time in the last, I don't know.
It's always the busiest news time with
months
this
and
guy
months.
In charge.
The phone lines are open right now if you want to get in. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.
It's up here on the screen on CNN. Speaker Johnson says the U.S. is not aligned with Russia.
Oh, gee,
well,
really?
Well, that's good to know.
The Russians put out something earlier today saying that it was nice to be aligned with the U.S.
Yes. We're not aligned. We're just adjacent to it.
Oh, we're adjacent to
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Adjacent. I like that.
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we get to something a little bit more humorous from The Daily Show. Desi Lydic does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Hosting sometimes.
She's great. Yeah.
And this is a compilation of things that she noticed about the Democratic way of dealing with all of this. Mm-hmm. So why don't we check that out?
I think the moment calls for a little more than polite conversation, although some Democrats are taking that very literally.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
F*** off.
Trump and Elon Musk. I say, Trump.
Ooh, okay. You guys kiss your lobbyists with that mouth? That's right, the Democratic strategy written and directed by Quentin Tarantino. Look, I get the spirit behind it, but cursing in politics doesn't exactly age well. The Gettysburg Address wouldn't have been the classic it became if it went 40 years ago. Not to mention dropping the F-bomb isn't really for everyone. I noticed Congresswoman Maxine Dexter had a little bit of trouble.
I am going to tell you that we do have to... I don't swear in public very well, but we have to f*** Trump.
You are right. You don't swear in public very well. There are 1,000 ways to say f*** you, and you found literally the only wrong one. I mean, unless she meant, we have to f*** Trump. There's a sign-up sheet next to the stage. Not all Democrats are filling up the swear jar. Some have gone much more highbrow with a little resistance wordplay.
Every time you hear DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, you just remember it is the Department of Government Evil.
DOGE, which actually stands for Destruction of Government,
by Elon.
Just stands for Department of Gutting Education.
Dang, this oligarchs grab everything.
This is what happens when you're the party of liberal arts majors. MAGA stormed the Capitol and Democrats are doing creative writing exercises.
That's Desi Luddick from The Daily Show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Doing a great job. I guess, you know, swearing in public, the F word is the in thing now.
Apparently so. Yeah. You hear it all the time.
Right. I've been a big advocate of saying the S word on the radio.
The S word, yeah.
Should we move on
to
the F word?
No, just skip that. Skip over that?
Yeah. That was just too easy. Let's try the F word now.
No, I don't think so. That's not what
now,
we
where
do.
Now, where is CJ? You know, I'd expect maybe a comment or two.
Usually he calls
a little
in.
Support for his tragic king. You know, the guy is not having a good week. He thinks he does, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many days has he been on vacation? How many hours?
Let's pull up the Trump golf tracker.
The golf tracker.
He went golfing yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
For a while, or was it earlier today?
I think so.
Yeah. He's been back on the course quite a bit. Sam's got the golf tracker.
So it's got the percentage of time of his presidency spent golfing, 28.57% of his presidency, more than a quarter. It's also got the price of eggs and the price of gasoline on this website.
Oh, really?
With a little chart so you can see if it's gone up or down. Both lines have gone steadily upward.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think also the price of meat is going up pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
On the word that the tariffs are going into place tomorrow, the stock market dropped 649 points, the Dow Jones average. That's not a good day in Wall Street.
No, I'm really glad I took the stocks out of the higher risk investments.
The tariffs for Mexico and China and Canada go into effect tomorrow. Mexico and Canada, 25% tariffs and 20% for China.
And again, a big victory for Trump because Honda is going to be building their hybrid car in the U.S. They were going to do it in Mexico, but because of the tariffs, they're moving to the U.S.
Okay.
Here's a news breaking story. Justice John Roberts has issued a stay halting a lower court order requiring President Donald Trump to release nearly $2 billion in USAID funding. That is the worst possible thing you can imagine.
So he's saying it's okay to hold up on those payments?
Now, he shouldn't.
Really?
The president should not have the ability to do that. There is a separation of powers here.
Yes.
And this should be the Congress's responsibility. But Roberts is supporting Donald Trump in this. This could blur the line of all of the separation that we thought we had in this government.
Yeah, well, I think
this
that's
is really
out the window
news.
Now.
Yeah.
Could he single-handedly cause a government shutdown if he wanted to? If Congress had all of the appropriations in place that it needed to, but he didn't let any of that money go, could he cause a government shutdown?
He's already tried it.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, considering this move today.
This move today could apply to all of the money that he has stopped funding. So
scary thought.
This is really scary. Now, we were talking about vacation time for Donald Trump, but what about J.D. Vance?
What about J.D. Vance?
Well, he was out, after the debacle on Friday, he decided.
What did he do?
He decided to go on vacation and go to a ski resort, all right? So let's go to cut 26 here. And
this did not go well.
It didn't go well. Now, let's listen to the report on Fox News. Let's check it out.
Vice President J.D. Vance and his family following yesterday's fiasco there in the Oval Office with Ukrainian President Zelensky. There's some new video now we have showing the vice president being greeted by protesters holding anti-Vance, pro-Ukraine signs as he makes his way there to Vermont for a ski resort vacation.
Sweet.
More protesters met the Vance family outside of the resort.
Yeah.
And the family ultimately had to move to an undisclosed location.
An undisclosed location. How many places are there to go?
I love the term anti-Vance instead of anti-vax. I'm an anti-Vancer.
Yeah,
anti-Vance.
I do like that, yeah.
They had some video of him skiing, and somebody said he skis like an old grandpa.
No.
Critical of his skiing.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that wasn't in his movie.
By the way, the phone lines are open right now.
Yeah.
If you want to get in, now's the time. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.
Yep. Okay, let's get to a cut here. I don't know if you've ever heard of the news station News Nation.
Oh, sure. Have you? It's a network,
Yeah,
it's similar to Fox.
It is.
It's kind of a Fox
kind of a right-wing thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, Representative Seth Moulton appeared on that show. Okay. And listen to how it was set up by News Nation to Moulton and his reaction to it. This is cut 14. Listen.
This is what putting the American people first looks like. And he thanked Trump and he thanked Vance for standing up for our nation. And that's their, that's what they said. This is the us versus them, that it's America first. That's
really because every American I've heard from is embarrassed, including a lot of veterans. Completely embarrassed by this draft-dodging commander-in-chief who wants to sell us out to Putin and be Putin's puppet, to this pogue, coward vice president who's never even bothered to visit Ukraine. I mean, Lindsey Graham's been to Ukraine several times. I've been to Ukraine. Can't even bother to visit as a member of Congress to understand what's going on the ground, to understand why we're spending American taxpayer dollars defending NATO, defending our allies, and preventing Trump, for preventing Putin from running all over Europe, including the American troops in Europe. I don't know who these Republicans are talking to, but they're not talking to freedom-loving Americans. They're not talking to people who fight and stand up for American values like Ukraine is doing. They apparently want to side with dictators. And I'll tell you, in private, like when I was at the Munich Security Conference, sitting with Lindsey Graham and others, meeting with Zelensky, they're all on the same page. We're all on the same page about wanting to support the right side of this conflict.
Well, what kind of things were they saying
so
there?
They're just so scared.
They're
so scared of Donald Trump, they can't tell the truth.
You're saying specifically Lindsey Graham was saying different things there than he said today.
Oh, come on. That doesn't take it.
Right, but you're saying specifically Senator
Lindsey Graham changes
saying,
his story every time Donald Trump changes his story. We've seen that for years.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a truth.
So there, News Nation. Wow.
Back to the phones we go. Brian is on the line from Milwaukee with a call for us.
Again, my hometown.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Good. You know, my big thing is with everything going on, wouldn't Trump be a traitor at this point? And isn't there any way, shape, or form that we could possibly impeach him? Because, I mean, this is just like this is beyond, you know.
I know.
Bad. I mean, this. But it's shocking. And what really gets me is there's still people that support this.
Oh, I know.
That think this is great. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, what does it take? A tank being at your front door with Russia saying, oh, hey, you're our property now. And guess what? You're going to learn Russian, and we're going to control you and everything else. These people go, oh, my God, I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Well, keep in mind, Donald Trump has already been impeached twice, his first go around, and that didn't go anywhere.
I know,
you're right.
We have no backstop anymore. We can't ask anybody to come to the rescue at this point and impeach him. It can't happen anymore.
The Republicans.
And like I said, I'm so worried about NATO pulling from us and the UN pulling from us.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Like I said to some of my friends this weekend, what's going to happen when it's World War III with Russia, China, the United States, Iraq, Afghan against everyone else, because that's what it's looking like. And I'm sorry to say that. That is really scary.
I know it's scary. Yeah. Get your passport.
Yeah.
All right.
Brian, thank you for that call. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-2484-2.
Well,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, you're going to be okay.
I don't know.
All right.
We have a comment here. From Len, seems as though that now the Republicans in Congress can now openly address each other as distinguished comrades instead of distinguished colleagues. Mm-hmm. It might be a big plus for the Congress.
Keep those texts coming. A brief break here. We'll take a time out. We'll be back with more with John and Gordy in for Dom Salvia on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They're just little lies.
Little lies, yeah.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In our last report, we explained how Executive Order 14215 claims presidential authority over the FEC and other independent agencies, putting fair elections at risk. Manipulation of the FCC, which sets broadcasting rules for political advertising, could also impact elections. Until 1987, the Federal Communications Commission followed the Fairness Doctrine, ensuring equal access to the airwaves and balanced coverage of candidates. The Communications Act of 1996 protects reasonable access by qualified federal candidates and equal time opportunities for federal, state, and local candidates. While it no longer reviews ads for accuracy, it still prohibits censorship of candidate-sponsored ads, requires the paid-for-by disclosure, and mandates records be available to the public. What if those rules were ignored? Extremist control of the FCC could revoke licenses of broadcasters who disagree with the administration, as threatened by Trump against NBC, ABC, and CBS in recent months. It could allow broadcasters to pick and choose their advertisers, potentially silencing competition. Unequal enforcement could tilt the playing field. In short, a partisan takeover of the FCC could impact election fairness not only for the 2026 midterms, but for years to come. We have more on the FCC's role in elections at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Don Sevigny Show. John and Gordy filling in. Mm-hmm. We hope you're having a very good afternoon so far. Drive time.
That's right. We're here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Usually we do mornings on WMDX in Madison. So double duty for us today, but we're happy to fill in for Dom.
Yes, absolutely.
Dom will be back tomorrow. Got some breaking news from CNN. The head of the FBI New York division forced to retire, apparently because of the January 6th investigation. Wow. And he spoke out against Donald Trump, apparently, recently.
No First Amendment anymore.
Asked to retire.
It's funny how they're silencing opposing voices. I thought they were against that.
Funny.
Weren't they?
Right.
And when the government does it, then it's real censorship.
Funny how that happens that way. Let's go back to the phones. Tim is on the line with
from
a call
Wales.
With us, calling from Wales. Tim, go ahead with your call.
I got a quick question for you, kind of out of subject, but not out of subject. What do you think about the deal with the UK right now, where we have to back it and NATO does? So if anything happens to Ukraine, we have to put boots on the ground and, you know, planes in the air to fight them if we need to. What do you think about having to do that as a stipulation?
Well, I know that Great Britain is planning on doing that. They're putting boots on the ground and supplying equipment. So
in Ukraine.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, but the stipulation is that we have to stipulation on them signing it is we have to back it.
I imagine they're having a lot of meetings about this in the back rooms.
I saw that in the Times earlier today.
Yeah.
That the thing is, you know, if Zelensky approves it and the UK approves it, that NATO and the U.S. still have to guarantee that we will back them.
Boy, I don't know.
That's a hard one to go, okay, you know, do we really want to do that or not really want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would really work out if we just, you know, said that and just moved on. Because we have definitely moved on from Ukraine at this point.
Apparently. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Interesting question, Tim. No easy
and that
answers.
The same thing as Crimea had, and Obama turned it down also. As a situation like that.
Yeah.
Well, good. I can't speak for Obama. He made some bad decisions.
Yeah.
when he didn't go with universal health care or a public option in the ACA, that made me angry. Okay.
Yeah. Sam, we probably should have done something with Crimea.
We should have, yeah.
But that's history now. Thank you, Tim, for that call. Yeah. Let's go to Ali calling from the Northwoods this afternoon. Ali, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to let your listeners know that on the Todd Alba show earlier today, they talked about how TASS, the Russian news agency, was surprisingly there at the attack in the Oval Office on Friday. It's a wonder why they would have been invited if it was not, in fact, a
setup?
Plan to attack.
Well, everybody thinks it is a plan that they did orchestrate this in some way.
We have a text from a listener earlier in the show. One question for CJ and the other Meg is: how can you possibly accept the explanation from the White House of the Russian reporter sneaking into the Oval Office as, he just snuck in, but we got it taken care of? How can you accept an explanation like that?
Exactly.
He just snuck in.
Yeah.
Just slipped through the side door of the Oval Office. A TASS reporter? Interesting.
And here's another. Get cut 30 ready. I've got this is something. This also happened in the Oval Office. Remember the reporter asked Zelensky about his clothing?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right. Why he wasn't wearing a suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, check this out. I think this is interesting.
Okay.
People care about the clothes. This is something that people have talked about with Zelensky since the start of the war. He's typically worn the military fatigue, and people have talked about that. Washington, D.C.
Just to be clear, I don't want to interrupt you, but the reporting is that this was a problem for President Trump, that it set the tone for their meeting, which is why we're talking about it, because it actually had an impact on how they conducted this meeting.
So the good thing is that everybody saw at the beginning the conversation, that joking that Donald Trump said. He said he looked nice. I actually thought that Zelensky, as opposed to the fatigue, I thought he looked good in what he had on. Donald Trump pointed that out. Now, I thought that the reporter's question actually was just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know who the guy is.
It is Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
Well, so you're using your time to ask questions about clothes?
Wait, what?
Yes, yes. The reporter, supposedly reporter, he's an announcer for Voice of America, if you can believe that.
Okay.
And he was there, and he asked that dumbass question. And I tell you, man, these people, this is in reading. Mega with Mega. It's just outrageous. It truly is just amazing.
Okay.
Of course, you know, it's always important to talk about somebody's clothing like they did with Obama in his tan suit, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a big controversy.
Yeah. And Mark wrote this. I thought this was really good about the Justice Roberts saying it's okay for Trump to hold up the funding for USAID, even though it's not his responsibility. It's the Congress's responsibility. This is what Mark wrote. Roberts is okay with children dying of starvation and disease that were being helped by the USAID. Almost all of that food is supplied by American farmers.
Right.
And what about the food that is going to rot in the warehouses or in transit because now this money is being held up and they're not going to move that food out?
Yeah, and the farmers are going to lose out on
this
money.
This is just outrageous. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and on it goes. There's another comment there from Len.
Yes.
Right there at the bottom. John, seeing as though now the Republicans in Congress can now openly address each other. Oh, we read that one before. Distinguished comrade instead of distinguished colleague. Okay. It is 28 past the hour. News is straight ahead. Then we'll be back with more on the Dom Salvia Show. John and Gordy sitting in this afternoon. Stay with us.
The
This is News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.80 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.52 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 67 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.04 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.7 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 29.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.63 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said gasoline prices in the U.S. have edged slightly lower over the past week, even as geopolitical tensions intensify with the Trump administration promising tariffs that could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. He added, given the volatility surrounding the tariff situation, forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as uncertainty lingers over the timing and scope of these tariffs, which the Trump administration has suggested will soon take effect. This comes on top of ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. I'm currently three episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season three so far has more of a feel like season one, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so-far-so-good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, a few areas of rain and warm, lows close to 40. And for tomorrow, staying cloudy, more showers, highs near 50. The wind starts to pick up tomorrow night, rain changing to snow Wednesday, maybe some slushy accumulations. It's 52 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
to be so jealous. He loved his sugar Vladdy so much. One compliment from Vladimir Putin, Trump never stopped talking about it.
You know, Putin said Donald Trump is a genius. Putin called me a genius, by the way.
Vladimir Putin said Donald Trump is a genius. He's going to do very well.
Putin said Donald Trump's a genius.
Then Putin said Donald Trump is a genius. He's going to be the next great leader of the United States. He said one nice thing about me. He said I'm a genius.
When Putin goes out and tells everybody Donald Trump is a genius, and then I have people saying you should disavow. I said, I'm going to disavow that.
I said, I'm not disavowing that he called me a genius. Are you crazy?
Guy calls you a genius, you're not going to disavow. Do we agree? Only a stupid person would disavow, not a genius. No genius would disavow being called a genius.
Why would I disavow? Guy calls you a genius. Is anybody going to disavow? We don't disavow.
And my Republican opponents said, you have to repute that. I said, I'm not reputing it when somebody calls me a genius. Why would I repute it? Why the hell would I repute that?
No, I believe the word you're looking for is refute, not repute, but then I'm not a genius.
Yeah, he's not a genius, though, right? Oh, man. All right. Civic Media Radio Network. John and Gordy filling in for Dom Selvia today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got people waiting on the line. You can call us, too, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
All right. This is Gordy.
Gordy is on the line from Oregon.
Is he your twin? Or
I don't.
Doubleganger? Yeah.
Why would you have a twin with the same name?
I know.
I don't think so.
That's why I followed up with doubleganger, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay with that? All right.
Let's. Gordy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
ahead.
Fine.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that Elon was talking about the Social Security and it being a Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. And his company, Tesla, has not paid out 1 cent in dividends on the stockholders. So all the billions that he's gotten has been on people betting that they're going to make money in the future.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. How can you get away with something like that?
Doesn't seem right.
No. It seems
or
wrong.
Fair. Right.
Yeah.
Good point. Well, thank you, Gordy, for that call.
Yeah. It's
calling from Oregon.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now, late breaking news here, Wisconsin audit of Trump's win in the state.
Okay.
Found that there wasn't a single voting machine error.
Not one.
You know what? I'm giving full credit to Governor Evers.
Okay. Right?
Thank you, Governor Evers.
Okay. Well, good job,
for those
I guess.
Great voting machines.
All right.
You can't rely on the Republicans at the Capitol on this one.
Apparently not.
You really can't. And then this, I think this is very, very telling. All right. RFK Jr. is now urging measles vaccinations after years of doubting efficacy because of the deaths in Texas.
He's flip-flopped on this again?
Yes, because people are dying now in Texas. They're not doing anything about it. They've done nothing about it to this point. And now he has changed his mind. Is it how we're going to develop policy in this country?
Apparently.
Wait for people to die and then maybe you'll do something about it?
Well, earlier today he said it was up to the individual. And then before, he's changed
now
again.
You should definitely have it.
Maybe he'll start advocating for non-vaccination as a form of assisted suicide.
All right.
But now, and this is bad. This is a bad headline. This is not good. Former Social Security head warns system could collapse in the next 30 to 90 days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Isn't that
the
something?
Hell?
Yeah, Social Security.
You know, we like to be the harbingers of good news, and this isn't working out today. You know, we came here hoping that we could make people laugh.
So good. Well,
with Trump in charge, that ain't going to happen. I can promise you that.
I'm sure he will have a lot of explaining to do tomorrow night when he makes his presidential address to the joint get-together of Congress.
Houses of Congress.
Thank you, Sam. By the way, we will have coverage of that on the Civic Media Network beginning at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, the presidential address to Congress. Okay?
Now, remember, we were talking about money laundering and Trump making a living from money laundering.
Yes.
From the Russian mafia and the oligarchs. Well, this is something to keep in mind. The Treasury Department is announcing that with respect to the Corporate Transparency Act, not only will it not enforce any penalties or fines associated with the beneficial ownership information.
Okay.
Reporting rules under the existing regulatory deadlines. So there, this is part of the beneficial ownership information reporting. They're not going to do anything about it. No penalties, nothing, no enforcement. That's it. And here's a here's a description of the beneficial ownership information.
Okay.
It's a rule that requires certain companies to report information about their true owners and controllers to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network to combat financial crimes like money laundering and terrorism financing. This rule is part of the Corporate Transparency Act and aims to enhance transparency in business ownership. So now it will be okay, and these things will slide by to combat financial crimes and money laundering. So it's okay. We're going to let down the walls. We're not going to watchdog this anymore. No penalties, no oversight. That's it. No guardrails.
It's all just going to work out just fine. It's
yeah.
Okay. Good Lord. Okay. Phone lines are back open again, by the way. Okay. Lines are back open again. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can call us or you can text us. What do we got here? Another meme? What
is that? Another meme.
Where did you find that? Young Norm MacDonald and George Lucas.
It's a picture of you guys circa 1987 or so. Yeah, John and Gordy in 87.
That's
probably
about it. Yeah.
And it's captioned Young Norm MacDonald and George Lucas. Apparently, you two look about
no
like
idea.
Young Norm MacDonald and George Lucas.
Somebody has too much time on their hands.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, whoever sent that in. Appreciate it. You can text us or call us. Yeah. What else we got here? Oh, Pete Schwab is coming up next on Nightlight. He will be welcoming in Milwaukee film critic Matt Muller. Did you watch the Oscars last night, John?
I did.
I saw most of it, yeah. And, of course, that movie that cleaned up Anora, 5 Oscars. This little movie, like an independent film.
Yeah.
They spent $6 million making it, which is, you know,
which
peanuts.
Is nothing.
Yeah. It was not a major studio or anything. Cleaned up at the Oscars last night. Now, Pete will have a lot more on that, the Pete Schwabba Nightlight Show.
Oh, sure, Pete will take that big story and run with it.
Damn, absolutely.
That guy, what are we going to do? You know, he's always taking our material.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
He steals it. He's really stealing it from me. All right. Okay, now here's a big, this will leave a big smile on your face, okay? The Great Lakes
I'm ready.
Might be destroyed.
Oh, no. This is
I'm grinning ear to ear.
No, this is awful. This is a pipeline that's going bad, right?
It's a pipeline. It's
this
a line.
Horrible.
It's a Line 5 tunnel project. It's included in the Trump administration's plan for the Great Lakes. That sounds really ominous, doesn't it? The largest group of freshwater lakes on Earth by a total area and the second largest by total volume.
Yes, freshwater. Right. Yeah.
Line 5 tunnel project is in the Straits of Mackinac that connect Lake Michigan and Lake Huron.
Mm-hmm.
Agencies were directed to complete reports within 30 days because that's enough time, right?
Sure.
30 days, what the heck, right? And Line 5 is already an existential threat to the Great Lakes. Line 5 tunnel project heightens the risk of an oil spill in the Great Lakes, the two Great Lakes that we have, that could be a huge, massive problem. It's drinking water for 40 million people.
Jeez.
Plus, 95% of the product carried by Line 5 services Canada, not the U.S. The Canadian pipeline makes Canadian profits and supplies Canadian fuel. So how does that work with the tariff? In fact, I wonder if they could even go forward with this tariff war now.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about this. Is this a real story?
This is a real story.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Man, that's the Trump administration's plan.
You're telling me you've never had
to
a little...
To replace that?
You're telling me you've never had a little crude bubble up in your drinking water? Adds a nice flavor.
Well, it sounds like... an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right? My God. Okay. It does sound scary. Is that yes.
No, it's real. That line at the end is not pertaining to that idea.
I see. All right. Okay. The Line 5 tunnel project. Yeah. This is just coming to light, huh?
Well, no. I mean, they've been debating this for a long time. There are a lot of protests involved in this.
Okay.
They do not want that up there because it divides up. And that pipeline, if it does leak, there are certain water flows.
Yeah, that's got to
that
be
will
stopped.
Bring that oil all the way around the lake.
Mm.
Okay. And pollute it. So
that's that's got to be.
No, it's not a good thing.
You got to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, it's horrible. Okay.
But now it'll affect us. Okay. Maybe some of the megas in the Midwest will maybe rethink.
Perhaps.
Their vote.
Do you think?
Regret their vote.
Is that possible?
Can they regret their vote? I tell you what.
I don't know. We haven't seen many of them.
David Cross has a little bit of advice in all of this.
Okay.
Can we get to the David Cross cut?
Okay. What number is that?
That is cut 20.
Okay.
All right.
David Cross.
Yeah, this is an amazing thing.
Okay.
Let's listen to this.
President Trump, I'm starting to regret my vote.
What?
Now? Now you're starting to regret. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was fine in the beginning. I can overlook, and I'm okay with the blatant racism and the crass sexism and the deranged narcissism and pandering to Nazis and supporting pedophiles and proudly bragging about being a sexual predator and paying your mistress to have an abortion and openly cheating your employees and mocking the disabled and praising murderous dictators and the constant pathological lying, the petty vindictive cruelty, the staggering ineptitude, the unapologetic corruption, the nepotism, the mob ties, the calculated mendacity, ignorance as to how American government works, encouraging violence against those that question your authority, the theft of our tax dollars to pay off your mountain of debt and or go golfing. Did I mention the relentless lying? You're a liar. Being a white nationalist, demonizing immigrants, the obvious disregard of the Bill of Rights, lying about whether Russia had hacked our election when you knew all along it had, then lying about it, the collusion with our sworn enemy and the sworn enemy of democracy, your dereliction of duty, your treasonous activities, and I was with you when you cheated. I was with you when you cheated on your wife with that porn star, the one you compared favorably to your daughter. You cheated on your wife, not the wife you raped, but the current wife who had just given birth to your son. And of course, I was with you when we found out you cheated with the Playboy Playmate, the one you compared favorably to your daughter, not with the wife you have now, but the second wife whose kid you ignore. And of course, I was with you, President Trump, when you took the babies away. You took infants literally breastfeeding from their mothers and fathers, families who had made this arduous trek to come here and seek asylum. They just wanted to seek asylum. And you took them and deported the parents and you took them and separated them, sent the kids hundreds of miles away in a disused Walmart inside of a cage with armed guards pointing guns at them. And then, of course, thus ensuring the private prison contractors, CoreCivic and Geo Group, who donated heavily to you, can get paid their collective $4 billion in profit. As those toddlers sob and whimper in absolute terror, traumatized for life, of course I was with you with that. But this last omnibus spending bill is where I draw the line.
Thank goodness. Finally.
Wow.
There you go.
Who is that?
That's David Cross.
Unbelievable. That's quite the rant. Yes. All right, we got to take a little break here. We'll be back to wrap things up on the Dom Salvia Show. It's John and Gordy in for Dom on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
The Dom Selvia Show, John and Gordy filling in this afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dom will be back tomorrow. Right here.
He will.
And we will be back in the morning on WMDX in Madison.
Try and wake me.
We've got a few more minutes before Pete Schwabe comes in with the Nightlight tonight. So what do we have
this
here,
is, I think this is kind of interesting because during the presidential debates,
yes,
we had two very qualified women candidates. And during those debates, they made predictions, and they made accurate predictions.
We're going back in time now.
We are, yes, the time tunnel. Let's, we don't have that sound effect up anymore.
Okay.
But let's go to Hillary first. Let's go chronologically. Cut 28 and listen to what Hillary said.
Okay.
Because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit
that the
Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged espionage against our people, that you are willing to spout the Putin line, sign up for his wish list, break up NATO, do whatever he wants to do, and that you continue to get help from him because he has a very clear favorite in this.
There you go.
Hmm.
Yes, a very clear favorite.
That was really something. That
it was scary.
That was during the debates.
That's right. And now the very first and only debate, Kamala and Trump, where Trump did not look at her throughout the entire damn debate. Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's not say that word here. Cut 12. Let's listen to Kamala.
I believe the reason that Donald Trump says that this war would be over within 24 hours is because he would just give it up. And that's not who we are as Americans. Let's understand what happened here. I actually met with Zelensky a few days before Russia invaded, tried through force to change territorial boundaries, to defy one of the most important international rules and norms, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity. And I met with President Zelensky. I shared with him American intelligence about how he could defend himself. Days later, I went to NATO's eastern flank, to Poland and Romania. And through the work that I and others did, we brought 50 countries together to support Ukraine in its righteous defense. And because of our support, because of the air defense, the ammunition, the artillery, the javelins, the Abrams tanks that we have provided, Ukraine stands as an independent and free country. If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine. Understand why the European allies and our NATO allies are so thankful that you are no longer president and that we understand the importance of the greatest military alliance the world has ever known, which is NATO, and what we have done to preserve the ability of Zelensky and the Ukrainians to fight for their independence. Otherwise, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Complete sentences.
Wow.
That would have been nice. That would have been nice to have elected her.
Yeah.
My mega friend in Milwaukee always calls her very stupid.
Well, she nailed it all right there.
I think she was right.
I mean, that was...
Oh, it was all, well thought out.
All kind of methodical. Coming true.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo!
Says it all.
I want to thank Cam for the statistics, the graph that you sent us about the election in 2024 compared to 2016 and the severe manipulation of data, the differences between the two elections in this particular graph. I don't understand too much about it, but it does look like a completely different story unless everybody, like my brothers, voted for Trump just to see what would happen.
Well, this go ahead,
Sam. I asked him to send the link, and we'll check it out.
Right. It's from the Election Truth Alliance. It's just wish, you know, this information had come out before they certified all the elections, you know. Why are we seeing all this now?
I know.
Why didn't this come out, you know, months ago?
Well, it says here also, he wrote, even Kamala's book, she talks about how she met with the white hat hackers who showed her they could easily hack the machines. So, right? Again, you never know. It doesn't matter now. We have a dictator in charge, and he doesn't care.
That's what it seems. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well
yeah. Well, let's just go with that.
I know. Let's just
tomorrow
leave it
night,
at that.
You know what? There's again tomorrow night when President Trump goes before Congress. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to explain all of this to everybody.
Yes.
You know, it'll all become clear tomorrow night. Right.
Yeah. So I hope he touches on the battery and the boat and the shark, because I missed that story.
Yes. Oh, he'll have lots of stories to tell, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, and you can listen to it all on the Civic Media Radio Network tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
But we'll be on again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
WMBX in Madison.
Yeah. That's right, John. We will be there. That's going to wrap it up for, you know, we want to thank Dom Salvia for letting us take over here.
Fill
he'll
in.
Be back tomorrow. Yeah. And
thank everybody for all the calls.
Yes. Yes. And Pete Schwabe is next on Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network with an Oscar wrap-up. Have a great night. So long.
Take care.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and new tariffs kicking in at midnight. President Trump announced 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexico's imports, and China tariffs increased to 20%. Food, clothing, cars, lumber, and oil and gas among the goods imported from America's top trading partners. Jay Young is a gas and oil industry expert, and he expects increases.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Gas prices had been declining, down 5 cents in just the last week, according to government data. In Rome, Pope Francis in the hospital for a third week due to pneumonia. He suffered two more respiratory episodes today, according to the Vatican. Fire crews in North and South Carolina fighting 175 wildfires fueled by dry conditions and whipping winds. This is ABC News.